But through that same spirit of his Father, through the eternal spirit, offered himself without spot to God. He came to take the sin of those people, those sinners that God purposed to save from eternity, but he did not become a sinner in taking their sin. He took their sin. He didn't take their depravity. Else he could not have been that spotless lamb, which was required. Even in the Old Testament, they were to tie up that Passover lamb and observe it to make sure there was no blemish before it was offered unto God. And it's through that eternal spirit that Christ offered himself without spot to God, and that they then, for whom he paid the debt, their consciences are purged from dead works. Dead works are any works that we think that we need to do in addition to what Christ accomplished. Those are dead works. So our conscience being purified from those dead works, we don't come thinking that we bring anything in these hands that are in any way going to affect or complete the work of Christ. No, our conscience purged from them to serve the living God. You think about who he is. He's holy. He's just. And yet here we are entering into his presence without a thought of bringing anything of our hands to please him. Why? Because we look to Christ. For people to preach that God has no other eyes but your eyes, God has no other ears but your ears, God has no other mouth but your mouth. You ever hear that? I was raised under that. God has no other feet but yours, no other hands but yours. If you don't get to work, he's not going to be able to accomplish his will. The Lord never taught any of his disciples to pray that way. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. People in their flesh don't want to hear that. When that's the answer that you give. And, you know, I get it like you do. If you're on Facebook, they put it out there, they want you to pray and everything. All you have to put is God's will be done. That's not, you don't get a lot of likes. That's not what they want to hear. What they want to see is a list of people that say praying. And then they got the hands like this, a little icon, praying, praying, praying. And they feel better about it because now we're starting to get a prayer chain going. But I'll tell you, when the Lord so teaches us, it doesn't matter what the situation, thy will be done. Amen. On earth, even as it is in heaven. Because that's the way it's going to be anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's a matter of him bringing us to bow. And so even as this word inspired by the Spirit of God. The Spirit doesn't speak of himself, but he takes those things and reveals Christ unto us. Even back here in the Old Testament, Solomon is writing this after the Lord turned his heart back to him. I've had people say that to me. Well, how could the Lord use Solomon? Look at his life. Well, look at your own life. Is your pathway any different? The Lord has rescued you and me from a life of idolatry and drawn us to himself. And then now we can testify of his grace and mercy. That's what Solomon's doing here. When he wrote these Proverbs, he's thinking upon that righteous one who should come and pay his sin debt. Every bit as much as Abraham, it says, he saw my day, the Lord said, and he rejoiced. Job, the oldest of the books of the Old Testament, Job, who lived even before Abraham, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth and shall stand on this earth. He's not talking about a second coming. He's talking about that first coming. He would stand, and that he, Job, would see God in him, in his resurrection, his death and resurrection. So the mouth of the righteous man is a well of life. That's why we're going through the scriptures. You think of the mouth, that's the words. Christ is the word. It became flesh and dwelt among us. And his word is what we hear by his spirit. And it's a well of life. It's not a well going dry. You can't dip into this well and never exhaust it. You think about ever since the fall, all the way to now, to all the way when God wraps this thing up and Christ comes again, it's a well of life for those that he causes to hear.